this is Detective Brian Jordan of the CU Police.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I was calling. I just wanted to follow up on your report with Officer Kramer about Mr. Carson. Do you have a few minutes, or you're not in the middle of class or anything right now?
No, I'm not in the middle of class.
Okay.
Okay. I've got a few minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask, you know, we're contemplating what's appropriate in this situation with Max.
Sure.
And I wanted to, you know, there's sort of borderline interference with faculty, staff, students, based on his, whatever you want to call it, threat. But one question I wanted to have to sort of follow up is what was the response of the class when Max made those statements? Did anybody leave?
No, I was just speaking with Elise Robbins over at administration, explaining to her, no one left. The class was visibly agitated and upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have two students end up in tears. At the end of the class, and depending on which of his particular comments, there were some students who challenged him to clarify what exactly he was getting at. And by the time that he said the final piece, which was the, "Well, I'm not going to kill you all on Thursday,"
mm-hmm.
there was an audible sort of gasp. I mean, the air went out of the room. And then there was a pause, and one of his students said, "Or ever," or one of his classmates said, "Or ever," and he sort of capitulated and said, "Or ever."
And what part of the class was this towards the end, or how much more of the class was conducted after that?
I would say that it was not very much. I tried to redirect the conversation, but we were definitely sort of in the last 5 or 10 minutes of an hour and 15 minute class when he made that statement.
Okay.
And I suspect if people didn't think he might actually remember, probably some of them would have left. As soon as I said, "Okay, for next time," people were shooting out of the room, which with this class almost never happens. There's a number of people in that class that have other classes together. They mill around. They talk to me. They talk to each other. They were gone today.
And how many students were in the class, would you guess?
We didn't take attendance today, but as he was talking, I started to sort of make mental notes, and we had, I think we had about 24 out of 30. We had most of the class there today.
Well, let me ask, what was your reaction? Did you feel that that was sufficient, substantiated a threat, you know, what he said?
Well, initially, no. Max does a lot of inflammatory things.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is knowing him, but still.
Right.
Yes.
So initially, I didn't. When he got to his final comment, however,
it was a little more directed.
Yeah, it did seem a little bit more directed, and you know, as explained to Officer Kramer, my concern is, my mother's a psychologist. I'm not trained in discerning whether or not, you know, what the mentality, the motivation is behind some of my students say.
Uh-huh.
But what I do know is that his peers felt threatened.
Right.
And you could feel the sort of tension.
You
could feel in the room change over the course of this 5 to 10 minute sort of give and take between he and myself and he and the classmates.
Are they predominantly female students in the class?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
We have, I think, 31 technically total, and of the 31, 27 are women.
Did any of the students come up to you and talk to you about what he said after class? as far as they felt threatened, they didn't want to come back or anything like that?
Yes. I had three students indicate that they wanted to talk to me. One said that she needed to go to her next class and that I would be hearing from her.
Uh-huh.
Two stayed and talked to me.
Uh-huh.
They were both visibly upset. One talked to me long enough to convince me that I was going to talk to the director of Women and Gender Studies when she got out of her class.
Uh-huh.
But after listening to this young lady, I was convinced to go interrupt the class and get her. So I did that. And
so
then
she went to class and
well, no.
I see. Okay.
The director.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Of Women and Gender Studies.
Yeah.
I knew that she was in a class, and I thought I would tell her about the incident when she was done.
Okay.
But after listening to what my student had to say and seeing how upset some of the other students were as they left the class, I decided to go ahead and interrupt Dr. McLean's class.
Yeah, okay.
And then she listened and said, no, we need to call the police right away.
Yeah.
So then she called.
Okay. Officer Kramer said that there were some students that were going to email her or to you or address some emails to you about what they felt. Is that correct or something?
Right. Yeah. I told her that I would be very surprised if I didn't have students come back to my office or email me about this.
Okay.
Later, and I've gotten two emails, and both of them have been forwarded to Officer Kramer.
Okay, and she was going to forward those to me. In the event that you get subsequent emails from those students regarding this, perhaps you could forward those to her. I'll try to make it as easy as possible rather than give you mine. But the other thing that would be helpful is if perhaps you can sometime this evening, if you could type up something that has this detail that you already reported to Officer Kramer, but sort of detailing precisely what Max said, and I know you reported to Officer Kramer, but at least in your words, in typed format, perhaps.
Okay. Now, I've already emailed her an initial statement.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Something. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I sent that maybe a half hour ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. That should be sufficient then. All right, I don't necessarily need anything else. Now. Okay, I just kind of wanted to have your written perspective of what transpired. Okay, I think that is, if you get any other subsequent emails from students or even students call you, if you would mind forwarding that information to us. Did Officer Kramer give you a report number?
She did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just forward it to her.
Okay.
And that information, because, you know, if there are charges, then the students would be, you know, witnesses. And
right.
We'd kind of need their information as well.
So, okay.
But, and do you know what's going on as far as Max? He's scheduled to go see Ron Stump.
Oh, okay.
And
no, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Sees him fairly regularly, it seems to me, doesn't he?
What's that?
I said he sees him fairly regularly, apparently, doesn't he? I know he's seen him once before about something.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wanted to meet with him in person and find out what his deal was. And see if some kind of a suspension is in order, because they're going to take this pretty seriously. Especially, well, you know, and if it's substantiates a criminal charge of interfering with students, then, you know, and intimidating them or coercing them, then the suspension would probably be in order. But anyway, let me give you my phone number if you have any other questions. My direct number is 492-2115.
Okay.
And it's Detective Brian Jordan.
Okay, Detective Jordan. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks very much for your time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.